Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I know I told you last week that Melody Cederstrom was going to be with us today, but she got called away to jury duty. So she is having a busy, busy week and not going to be able to be with us today. So as we do a show prior to this one, she wasn't there either. So I'm soloing it all the way, soloing it. Fire, fury, and power. Now, this is no joking moment, my dear friends. This is a time that truly tests the souls of all men and women here in the United States of America. It would appear that the last many years of mollycoddling North Korea has empowered and emboldened them. What is it going to come of it? What's going to come of all this? President Donald Trump spoke sternly with a warning of you better not, Kim Jong-un. And, of course, he has threatened to hit Guam with a nuclear warhead. And while one of the elected officials, if you remember back in the day, and if you don't remember this, you need to have somebody do a little search for you. One of the elected officials back in the day was concerned that Guam might tip over if we put too much military base on one side of the island. Well, his stupidity and those who have been governing in D.C., and I'm not just talking at the presidents, I'm talking about Congress, have brought us once again to an extremely dangerous and volatile situation. What is the opinion of you, the heart of America? Getting back to the fire, fury, and power, that is you, and that is me. The elected officials need to feel the wrath of the American people. We have got to somehow show them we are absolutely done with them. Next election, who is running for office in your community, your state? I think we need to seriously have a little talk about no more career politicians to be elected and no more attorneys and lawyers to the elected positions. Those who make the laws practice the laws, but they don't keep them. There seems to be a different standard and set of rules for them, the D.C. occupiers, you and me, and that needs to end. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Congress, the D.C. occupiers, are keeping America from being great, being safe, being moral, being prosperous. Oh, but the D.C. occupiers, representing us, representing your best interests, are now worth millions. It doesn't take a genius to recognize the American people are being used, duped, and robbed blind. Where is your fury? Where is the fire in your hearts for liberty? You do have the power. And we've had it. We the people. You have had it all along. You have the power. And only you have the power to straighten things out in D.C. with the D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals. We're in a volatile situation here right now with North Korea. And there are those who are angry with the president for his comment about fire and fury. I'm going to find it here. I'm going to get his quote exactly. He says, they will be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen. He has been very threatening, talking about Kim Jong-un, beyond a normal statement. And as I said, they will be met with fire and fury and, frankly, power, the likes of which this world has never seen before. Do you think he spoke too strongly, too sternly? Do you think that the President of the United States should ignore these threats and not threaten back? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. On all the news outlets last night, they were talking about North Korea. And almost every one of them was playing the clip from when President Bill Clinton was president and when he pretty much handed the option of nuclear weapons over to North Korea. No, he said it wasn't. But he allowed them to keep, and I'm not a nuclear scientist, but they got to keep some of their technology for power, for the power grid. And now we have North Korea with nuclear warheads threatening to hit Guam, saying they can hit mid-America. That would be us right here, smack dab in the middle of the nation. So should our president speak that sternly? I know they got really upset when President George W. Bush talked like a cowboy after we got hit 9/11. They thought that was out of hand, you know, too strong. How strongly would George Washington have spoke? Old Hickory Stick, Jackson, and some of the others. Should President Donald Trump have spoken this strongly? Fire, fury, and power. But I want you to take those words to heart, not necessarily as a war with North Korea, but we're in a war right here in the United States of America over our republic. And we're going to talk about that a little bit as well. The mainstream media and some of the Democrats are upset with President Donald Trump for speaking so boldly, for speaking so strongly, for pushing back. You're just going to cause a war. I heard one of them say last night, and he was on Fox, but he's one of the young liberal progressives that's on Fox, and he was saying we can't handle it. And they jumped back at him, yes, we can handle it. Why would you ever say that out loud? Even if you think it, why would you say that out loud? What do you think? Are we heading to another World War III? Another world war, it'd be World War III. Has war ever really ended in this United States of America? We have troops all over the globe. Is it for peace? Is it for power? Is it for money? Is it for greed? But this situation is different at this point in time. You can't have a world leader. You can't have another nation's president saying, I'm going to hit Guam, the territory of Guam, the U.S. territory of Guam, with a nuclear warhead, and ignore it. What should we do? I'm not military-minded. I'm a mom. Of course, I did used to bash heads together when they wanted to fight. What should we do? And did Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, did he speak too loudly, too strongly? Did he poke the bear? I think the bear's been poked, and I think it's President Donald Trump. 877-895-5410. Fire, power, whoops. Fire, fury, and power belongs to we the people. And we will be right back. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honor. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience and gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. You know, there's a revolution, and it was fought by a people for a people in order to win independence, to be responsible for their own lives, businesses, families, educations, jobs, and health. Pelosi made a comment that the founding fathers would want Obamacare. No. They would not have wanted government to control a person's care of their health or anything else. While it looks like we're heading to national health insurance, care, control, you have another choice. Yes, you can choose. FMMA, Free Market Medical Association. Join me in Oklahoma, August 17th through the 19th. Learn how you can join the health revolution and be a beacon. Be a beacon as an employer, as a caregiver, as a patient. As a beacon, be a beacon and take back the control of your health and your family's health. We don't need government to control that. We can care for each other. Be a beacon. Visit FMMA.org or call 866-901-FMMA. That's 866-901-3662. That's August 17th through the 19th. It's in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Be a beacon and join the health revolution. That is with FMMA, Free Market Medical Association. We have George from Missouri. George, how are you today?
Okay, I'll be really quick. Just 2 points, and they're both on point.
Okay.
Our first one is the liberal philosophy. I heard a man, he's a radio talk show host, and he was on like C-SPAN or something, unbelievably. And he really explained it to me, and I understand it now, because I couldn't figure out why they're so much different than us, and there's like a big gulf. But he said we will never, ever, ever change them. What did he say? The philosophy is towards communism, we all know that, something like that. But anyway, the basics I wanted to put is he said they will never, ever see it, our side, never change. Now, I thought that was kind of scary, but I think it's true. Also, but doesn't mean we don't need to fight them to our last breath. Because I'm a fighter, I'm from Missouri, so
there
we're good
go.
People. Now, the other thing was, Bill, don't lose your, George, don't lose your train of thought. The other one was, I lost my train.
Okay, while you're getting that back, I want to at least reply to the Republicans. The Republicans and the Democrats alike are all about.
That was it. Before I forget, I didn't mean to cut you off. I found out something that is so true. I couldn't figure out why the Republicans did this. There's so many of them that turn. There's more than you think, even. And I found out why. It's because they had business deals with the bad guys, and I don't know who the bad guys are, business, and they got their hands in, they're tied up with business deals where they're making money off this, and if they vote against the health care and everything that we want, it destroys their hands is in the pot with this business.
Why we call them D.C. occupiers. Occupying offices and cutting deals. Absolutely. In fact, I had a report last week that I shared about how much money the Republicans were getting from Big Pharmaceutical. And that's why they will not repeal Obamacare.
They're in bed with the devil, They are.
They're just as much in bed with them as the Democrats are. So, all right, George.
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We have Tim. We have Tim from Ohio. Tim, how are you today?
Oh, hi, Beth. It's Tim.
Hey.
How are you going?
I'm good. You're not from Ohio. You're from Iowa.
Yeah, I know.
Iowa.
Okay. Yeah. The corn's popping up here. It's pretty good. So, yeah.
It is the season.
You know, I was thinking, I think it's running the news feed, too. It's not doing this much good to speculate what the positioning is on North Korea right now.
Hmm.
What's going on? What's really going on behind the scenes? And most of this rhetoric between Trump and the North Korean guy, that's all public positioning for what's going to come down the pike.
Mm.
And who knows what that idea is. I know so far they've been implementing very good foreign policy so far. It's been done with the old-fashioned way, the Reagan way, to make sure we do that without if we do commit to keep the casualties down, and coalition building is a big premium there. So it's hard to know there. But mainly the reason I was calling was to talk about my excessive expectations of McConnell.
Oh, yes. I wanted to talk about that, too. don't get your hopes up, Tim. Whatever you do,
get
your hopes up.
Expectations of them. I actually believed they were telling me what they were for and was being honest about it. And I guess that was kind of excessive on my part. I trust people too much, I guess.
We believed their lies. We believed their lies. And we expected them to do what they said they were going to do.
Tim,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It's way too complicated for you and I to understand.
I think so. You know, what if Tom Brady told the Patriots, you've got really excessive expectations of me.
I tell my boss that every day I walk in here.
I went in the grocery store the other day, and The clerk said, if you want me to bag those groceries up for you, that's pretty high. You got excessive expectations about the job. What do you think this place is?
I mean,
we finally got rid of Priebus. There's a couple more guys going to be out on the target there. But we really, if we think we're going to take over one of the two parties, we're fooling ourselves.
Well, the only way to do it, and it's going to take money, and it's going to take we the people really getting together. And I don't know if we can do it. But we're going to have to start we're going to have to start putting in people that are unexperienced.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
This experience hasn't been good for us.
Right now, the inexperienced one. Everybody thinks there's some kind of big, he's got some kind of big plan going to rip us off or something. And it's like, if he is, it's a pretty big deal because, $1 billion is a pocket change to that guy.
Tim, I want to ask you something. I did three radio shows yesterday. One I was actually the guest on and interviewed. And the guy asked me, what I thought of McMaster's. So I know there's a big fury against McMaster's right now for some of the things he has done or said. It does bother me that he thinks it's okay for Susan Rice to have clearance. And that bothers me a great deal. And I was going to get your opinion on it because I know you watch this stuff really, really close.
Well, my experience on all, and like I say, I don't have much. I mean, Mike Cutler's a better guy to ask about this stuff, but my experience has been you've got internal fighting in all of our areas, branches of government.
Mm-hmm.
You've got people who do things the old way and see things the way we are, and then we've got people that are, they're on their own agenda. I call them Tories. They wish we'd never left England. And that's been going on for years in here. You got the Reagan branch of the conservative movement. And the only real solution to it's going to be not working within the structure of the two-party system. I mean, I allow my Tea Party connections, saying, "Phil, we're close to taking the party over." Well, you ain't got enough. The Polk brothers got too much money for that. And we know we're not going to be welcome in the other party, even though I've got lots of Democratic friends that are Tea Party people. So
We talked a little bit about the Tea Party and the failure of it. I think that was yesterday that came up, and it might have been in the other talk show. That's 1 hour before this one, so I really get them kind of confused.
Yeah.
But the Tea Party, the beauty of the Tea Party, in my opinion, was that it accomplished so much. It got its voice heard when it was totally unorganized. And the failing of the Tea Party is because it was totally unorganized. And it's got people in it, so it failed. It falters, and, it comes and goes. And, we've just got to stay. I do believe we're not going to change these people in D.C., but I do believe we need to change who the people are in D.C. We're going into a break. Tim, thank you so much. Good to hear from you as usual. Thank you so much. You're listening to CST Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. The number to call is 877-895-5410. And we will be right back.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a four-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, it's never a coincidence, but I thought it was very interesting that George wanted to talk about the Republicans. Because I usually, not every day, but I keep a log every day on the show of what day it is, what number of show it is, and this number is show number 1638. So Friday we will hit 1640. And what I talked about or what I wanted to talk about, I keep track of who my callers are and where they're from. I keep a list. And today I wrote down what I wanted to talk about, and one of the things I said, does the majority really matter? I have an article here, and Fox News was interviewing a Representative Louie Gohmert. He's a Republican from Texas, and he's warning the Republicans in the Senate. He says, I'm hearing from people all over. We are hurting. Please, you've got to do something. You guys promised to do something to repeal Obamacare. Give me a break. We have still got to do that. And I'm making a prediction here, he says. I know that this is not what's being said. No, the Senate is safe. They will pick up seats. And he says, garbage. If the Senate does not repeal Obamacare, at least most of it, they will lose the majority in the Senate. How angry are you as an American citizen voter? Did you want Obamacare repealed? Now, many of you maybe didn't. Maybe many of you believe in national health care. I do not believe in national insurance. That's what it is. And that's why I'm going to this and I'm promoting the Free Market Medical Association. That's why I'm going to that conference. This is an alternative. The Senate and the House for 7 years have been telling us, give us the majority, we'll repeal it. Well, they didn't do it in 2012, and that's why Donald Trump was elected president. A nobody as far as politics was concerned. A nobody. And that's why both parties hate him. That's why the deep state is so against him. He's not one of them. I'm going to tell you, he's not perfect. Far from it. But he's more appealing to me every day because they hate him. Because he's not one of them. I have an article here that I wasn't going to share because I don't know the source, if it can be trusted. But in this, and I do not doubt its legitimacy, I really don't, but I wanted to see it from other sources, and I did, but it was the same article just going to different sources, okay? But even if it's true, we're not going to see it on some of the mainstream sources, and I'm talking about Fox as well. It says this was breaking news, and this came yesterday, that the White House leak was just discovered, and look who it is. Now, they're picking on him, and I'm okay if they pick on him, but they're claiming that Senator John McCain is the leak, and that he's been sharing things with others. But does the majority really, really matter? Does it matter who has the majority? Because I believe the Republicans and the Democrats, with an exception of a few, are all about big government, getting rich, and career politicians. We have Al from North Dakota. Al, how are you today?
Yes, Beth Ann, how are you?
I'm good, sir.
Thank you for taking my call, okay? And, but, you know, I was just wondering, could I ask you, I was hoping I could say two things.
Okay.
You know, first about North Korea and what you were talking about with North Korea. Am I correct on my facts here? Don't I recall from memory that it was under the Bill Clinton and the Clinton administration, I think before the days of the Clinton Foundation, where he actually brokered the deal and was able to, wasn't it an American company that was given the contract to build 6 nuclear reactors to produce weapons-grade materials back in the 1990s under Clinton?
It was under Clinton, and they've been playing that clip of him bringing that information to the American people. In a press conference or whatever you want to call it, and a little speech, and that's all over the internet. Yes, it was President Bill Clinton.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? Yeah, doesn't it just show you the corruption and the unbelievable level of shenanigans of the deep state, you know? Mm. And boy, I mean, you're so right, and God bless you, Beth Ann, for what
Thank
you're
you.
Doing.
Thank you, Al.
And the second comment I just wanted to make quickly was, you know, was it you that had the guest on about the Constitutional Convention or the Convention of the States?
And several years ago, I had one on.
Well, there's a move on right now, and forgive me, it was probably another talk show, okay? But I was listening to somebody, and some guy, well, no, it's okay. Some guy's getting really active, and he's absolutely right. These D.C. occupiers, as you so correctly call them, these D.C. occupiers, nobody is going to be able to get them out. If the only option that we have is to call a convention of the states and to produce another amendment to the Constitution of the United States.
You know, I don't limit their terms. I don't 100% disagree with you, but it does scare me because it still falls into the final segment of that to the elected. I don't trust them when we start messing with the Constitution. They're not paying any attention to it now anyway, so what's another amendment going to make a difference to these guys?
Well, but this convention of the states, the guy that's trying to get behind that. I mean, you know, I mean, well, yeah, I mean, you're right. I mean, I'm sure that there is a risk, but I think that they are a group of patriots, okay?
And I don't doubt that at all.
I think it's patriotic elements, and I don't think they want to mess with other parts of the Constitution. I think they just want to literally concentrate on an amendment just focusing strictly on the idea that we've got to get these, and we've got to start rethinking the senators. Get all of these people down to like 2 to 4 years.
Oh, yes.
By the time they're there more than 4 years, it's like they have 2 PhDs in how to become criminals and thieves.
and several $1 million too. You know something, Al? Something,
yeah.
We said we'd never get a president like we did either. But we did. Now, I know he ran on the Republican ticket, but I don't believe he's really a Republican, and I don't believe he's really a Democrat. And I really don't. I mean, I know everybody that was against him, even in the Republican Party or the conservative side, they said he's not a conservative. No, he's not a true conservative, but you know what he isn't? He's not a politician.
No, and I, you know, Beth Ann, I'm not trying to get too preachy, but I really think he was kind of like a miracle, you know? And part of it was the fact that he had enough money to resist all of this onslaught, you know, that was put against him. I mean, he had a buffer there for a while, but with the deep state, I think that's just going to be temporary, you know what I mean?
I'm hoping.
I really think he's kind of a miracle. I mean, I don't think Donald Trump is perfect, but
I don't either. And I don't like all of his ideas, and I don't like Ivanka's ideas on women. I don't like throwing more money at that. But I do think their heart's in the right place.
Nobody's perfect, you know what I mean? But boy, he's a whole ton better than these D.C. occupiers, as you call them.
Yes. Thank you for repeating that. It really ought to be something everyone's saying around this nation. They're D.C. occupiers. We need to call them for what they are.
They are. They're terrible. They're worse. And the more you study him, McCain, the more you study McCain, the worse he gets. I mean, this guy, going back, do you know that he gave 30 shortwave broadcasts to the American troops when he was in Hanoi, and he was telling the American troops to give up, to surrender?
Of course, he was under duress, so I'm not going to hold that against him. But what he's done as a senator, I most certainly will hold against him. We're going into a break, Al. Thank you for your call so very, very much. Okay. Good to hear from you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you. And we have a listener from Texas hanging in there. Harry, hang on, and we'll get to you as soon as we come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. And once again, I'm not going to get to everything I had planned to share with you. 877-895-5410, and we will be right back. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC. DFCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to go to Texas. We've got Harry from Texas. Harry, how are you today?
Just fine, Beth Ann. Lord bless you. I just wanted to pay. You mentioned McMaster's a little bit earlier in the show. I just want to pass on this information that I think that needs to get out there, and you can deal with it as you will. Israeli intelligence picked up information to the effect that McMaster's was passing on what was going on in the White House to George Soros. So McMaster's is bad news.
Where did you get that information?
Ma'am?
Where did you receive that information?
Oh, well, all right. I got it from what I consider to be a very, very reliable source, ma'am.
Okay.
I'm not just blowing smoke. I know
that you're not, but you know, we hear these things from different directions, but unless I know the source, I wonder. I'm not doubting you necessarily. I'm not saying that.
I sure understand, and I appreciate the spirit in what you're saying, and I understand here. I'm just a voice out there in the wilderness, you know, throwing this at you.
We know what happens to a voice in the wilderness. And it does well, doesn't it? Yes, it does.
The information may be good, but the consequence for the person given that voice may not be so good.
Well, that's what somebody told me. They said I should watch for the black suits coming in, but I don't think they think I'm as big a threat just yet. I wished I was. I wished that CSC Talk Radio was a huge threat to the D.C. occupiers. I really do.
Well, I'll tell you what, it may be more than what you think. I mean, because a lot of people call in with little bits here and there, but the reality is, I've been getting a lot of flack about this McMaster's.
Yes,
I don't want to
concerned.
Impugn a man.
And I'll tell you what, I was really concerned when he decided that Susan Rice could keep her clearance. That really bothered me.
He cleared her deck altogether. I mean, he gave her a bona fide green light. They're not going to touch her because of that. And he is a Trump security advisor, and he's a snake in the wood pile. That's all there are to it, Beth Ann.
All right. I appreciate the call, Harry. Anything else
Lord
on your mind?
Lord bless you, Beth Ann. I love your show. Bye-bye.
Thank you. I appreciate it. We are in the final segment of the show today, and one reason I asked the question about does the majority really matter? The representatives in the Senate, the House and the Senate both have a Republican majority, and we see them fighting the president every step of the way. Every step of the way. There's just a few on different issues that'll stand up. But it's really we the people. They said, elect us and we'll do this and that. And when we did, they didn't. And then McConnell comes out and says, we've got too high of expectations. And it's President Trump's fault. They can't even begin to understand the work ethic that somebody like Donald Trump has had all his life. And most of you. Somebody made a big deal out of it, the fact that he's on vacation. I haven't seen any vacation yet. Have you? Have you seen any vacation pictures? No. They're just not in the White House. The White House is being renovated. It's being remodeled. It's got some things that needs to be fixed in it. And so they got out for a little bit. And while Congress was out, they decided to get out too. 32. They're bragging about 32 states having Republican governors. The most since 1922. Well, you could talk about a constitutional amendment convention of the states, all you want. But let me tell you something. The power that a governor holds is a great power. The fact that the D.C. occupiers, occupying offices and cutting deals, have gotten so powerful is money. They're buying off your governors. They're saying, you know what, we'll do this for your state as long as you do this. Control. Dangle the carrot. Extortion. But the power that's in a governor and a power that's in the mayor is a lot of power. So, as we started out the show, fire, fury, and power. It belongs to we the people. But we're sitting back like little sheeples and we're just letting them tell us what to do. How much we have to pay for a tax or a fine or a license or a permit. Tomorrow I'm going to have Mindy Patterson on the air. And she was supposed to have been on here a couple weeks ago, and we had some breaking news, but some things have happened with that. We can't divulge it all yet. But we're going to talk about the bureaucracy, and we're going to talk about the intrusion into your lives. And a story that I had to bring to you today, I'll bring tomorrow regarding the EPA. The 32 states have Republican governors. Does the majority really matter? Does it really matter? Yesterday we said goodbye to Glenn Campbell. We listened to him sing Rhinestone Cowboy, the lineman in the county. The lineman for the county. And other songs. I mean, I can't remember them all off the top of my head. He was an accomplished guitarist. He could play almost any music. And last night on one of the shows giving tribute to him, I did not know this, but when the man in the Beach Boys was having his mental breakdown, Glenn Campbell filled in with the Beach Boys, and I did not know that. He could play any style, any kind of music. He was very, very talented. And he was an actor. I didn't think he was necessarily as talented as an actor. But his acting in True Grit will go down in history because of the story itself. And we say goodbye to Glenn Campbell, but his music will live on. We started out today talking about fire, fury, and power. When we talk about bringing America home, that's exactly what we need to do. We need to be on our knees. We need to be praying for the president, and we need to pray for D.C. because it is corrupt. But wisdom and discernment as to what we need to do as a people. What do we need to do to bring America home?
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
Needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
The Civil War did not end slavery, but it did put over 8 million black and white Southerners into the bondage of poverty. The Kennedy twins, authors of the best-selling book, The South Was Right, have done it again with their latest book, Punished with Poverty, The Suffering South. Did you know that slavery lasted 70 years longer in Massachusetts than it did in Mississippi? And did you know that until the end of the Civil War, the South was the wealthiest section in America, but since then, it is America's poorest? The war upon the South was initially executed to destroy real states' rights and make the federal government supreme in America. As pointed out in Punished with Poverty, the defeat of the South made big government in America not only possible, but it made it inevitable. Visit KennedyTwins.com. First, it was our Native Americans. Then it was our own Southern states. While nobody likes to talk about subjugation, we are now an entire nation ruled by big government, the feds. And dare I say, sovereignty is nearly dead. Punished with Poverty. Order today. KennedyTwins.com. Visit KennedyTwins.com.